Greetings and welcome, everyone. It's All You Can Geek Gamecast episode 693. I'm one of your hosts, Jim Gass, joined by Mike Sneedy.
What's up?
Corey Feinstein.
Ahoy.
And Tony Corkin-Hopkins.
Yeehaw!
Welcome, guys. Welcome, listeners. Welcome, viewers. We are live on Twitch Tuesday nights. Please join us for these live broadcasts. YouTube the following day. Subscribe to both channels so you get notified when we go live. All right, folks. What have you been up to? Give us... Tony, kick us off. What have you been up to?
Well, the reason I said yeehaw is I'm finishing up Princess Peach and one of the gimmicks or playstyles or whatever is the cowgirl Peach. And like going into it, I was like, is Peach gonna shoot a bitch? Like, I don't know. But they keep it PG, right? Because it came out Princess Peach just, you know, Shadow the Hedgehog, you know, gunning people down. So it just, she just used the lasso and stuff like that. But those are more of the enjoyable levels. It's interesting because like, some of the levels are more action-oriented, and then some of them are, like, puzzle-oriented. And the puzzle ones are just, like, baby's first puzzle. So I'm just like, okay, I just got to get through this. But the action ones, I'm like, okay, like, it's not challenging, but it's neat.
Interesting,
it's like,
yeah.
It's interesting. I'm like, okay, like, as a proof of concept of, like, a much larger game, like, a ninja levels are really cool. And I was like, damn, I kind of would love them to just do, like, Ninja Peach, and that would be a cool game and stuff like that, because, you know, she can run on walls. She can use, like, hiding against the walls or like going underwater and like using a reed for oxygen, stuff like that. But yeah, I'm towards the end. I think I got like five levels left or something like that. So easy breezy, but it's a nice palate cleanser. And then I'm going to dive into Unicorn Overlord. So that's it.
Yeah, nice.
For me.
Nice.
I saw that it was on sale at Best Buy.
Yes, it's still on sale right now. It's $39.99, I think, on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
I
remember. Yeah, Sega sale.
Yeah, I got to grab that actually right now. But yeah, so I've been playing a little Cyberpunk here and there. I didn't play much Persona 3 this week. I did play some Cyberpunk.
Why are you alternating between two RPGs?
I don't know. Because that's the way it worked out with the way I was last week going to different doctor's office. So, like, do I focus on just finishing Persona, I guess? I don't know. But I'm Cyberpunk, like, you know what's funny is, like, when I was playing the beginning, I didn't think it was, like, it was nothing, like, fantastic. And the game's fine now, but, like, the real hook is coming into, like, the upgrades. I love doing the upgrades. And the mods, like, that's it. There's your hook. It took me a little bit to figure that out. I was like, oh, this is cool. And then I realized what the mods and stuff you can do is with your character. It's pretty awesome. So no, I have to say, like, that game, it looks fantastic. And I enjoy driving around the city, which is crazy. Because all I remember hearing about was how barren that city was. And I wonder what it looked like before.
You can just YouTube it.
I should. When I was driving around today, I was thinking, like, man, this is so bustling city, and it's just like, it's great. There's so much going on.
Yeah, it feels alive.
Like, yeah, I wonder what I have to go back and look at it, but and see that. But yeah, it's good. It's a good game. There's a lot to it. It's a big game. That's what you get with a CD Projekt Red game traditionally, which is good to hear.
So wait, what route are you going? Like,
what is it?
The life path thing or whatever.
Yeah,
you're not Corpo, are you?
Yeah, I was. That's what it was.
Fuck you! Get the fuck out of here.
I did that my second playthrough. Just 'cause.
I'm not surprised by that. Actually, hearing your Baldur's Gate 3 playthrough.
Yeah, no,
you're
I just
a sellout, man. You're a fucking sellout.
What? My Baldur's Gate 3 playthrough was a sellout?
Yeah.
Oh, because I just didn't do the ending.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I'll give you that one. My ending was fantastic. It's exactly how I played the game, and it fit perfectly with the way I would have played Baldur's Gate 3.
Jackie would be so disappointed.
Jackie.
Nomad. Nomad is, I think, is the canon life path in this game.
No, I don't know. I just, like, I read the descriptions, and I was like, that one makes sense. I like the corporate one. That sounds good. Come from that life, yeah. It does.
I did
corporate
the first time I loaded it up.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter that much.
Really. It doesn't really, but it's just no. Like, it's interesting. I want Corpo because, you know, I fucking love Elon Musk.
I didn't go that way from it. I went from, like, it just sounded like, yeah, I
could do
that
you way. Like work for basically who do you work for? You work for
yeah, you did, yeah,
Arcola,
you,
right?
Yeah,
in the corporate route.
Right? Yeah, you did. Yeah, you worked in there, but then you get like thrown out essentially. So it's like it, you know, it makes sense.
Yeah, so you get what you deserve.
Yeah, you do. But I like that rebuild. I like the comeback.
I like the comeback. Getting, I like bootlicking and then getting kicked out. Like, so I the can comeback. Rebuild myself.
Yeah, yeah. The rebuild and then the ultimate revenge. That's what I want. So, yeah. I don't know. It's good. Corey, what about you?
I've fallen into a rabbit hole of the TCG world.
Oh, you're in there still.
Yeah, yeah. All right. No, so I've been deep into Star Wars Unlimited.
When's the next anonymous meeting for you guys, then? So how many boxes have you bought now? It's okay. You're in a safe place.
So a case is 6 boxes.
Oh, you were on cases. Oh.
Yeah, we're not talking boxes. We're talking which is a box of boxes.
Yeah, it's crazy though, because like I was telling Tony this the other day. I was like, they're saying they're not going to reprint this set anymore. Let me see what the cases are going for. And so I went and looked at the cases, and they averaged out to be like 120 box. And so I was like, all right, sure, I'll pick one up. Now they're going for almost double. And this is like a week and a half later. It's crazy. Yeah.
I will give you a heads up.
The fervor is ridiculous.
Yeah, just following the magic tradition, the next set they release will be worthless. So, just a heads up. I don't know.
We'll see. I mean, that's the thing is
I'm just remembering Fallen Empire. It was a Fallen Empires? That's the one, right?
No, Fallen Empire is like 5 or 6 deep.
There's always going to be those chase cards. You know, there's going to be those cards
After Revised. Right after Revised.
Are super limited, whatever, and so people are always gonna want them. And if you, I mean, looking at Lorcana, like, and I'm surprised because Lorcana has kept its value and stuff too, which over with everything. But that was, they didn't know what they were doing, but they still,
I mean,
pretty well. But
I'm going to read about this though. We talked about it last week, and I'm kind of interested in. I might pick up a box and just take a look.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably won't be able to pick up a box anymore. It's not worth picking up boxes right now, but like the thing is, like, the theory crafting has been a lot of fun. Like, I always was like, that's the one thing I don't want to do, is I don't want to be constructing decks and building things. But because, like, you're coming in from the ground up, you don't have to worry about previous sets and all that stuff. It makes it so much easier to get into and feel like, all right, I actually feel like I have some knowledge of what's going on here, and I can actually,
you're building the strategy, you're part of the strategy.
There's like all these, obviously, these sites that help you construct decks, and then you can test them out and do different things like that. So it's cool. Definitely a big hit on the old wallet there, and
you gotta be careful with that.
Yeah. Seriously. So it's tricky, but I'm having a lot of fun, and it's been pretty neat how they've been handling it so far. So looking forward to seeing how this goes, and hopefully it continues to grow, because the IP is, obviously, you know, Jim, the IP is huge.
I'm big on it right now. Yeah, I just said that.
So, and the gameplay is actually a lot of fun. Like, I do think that it's different enough from what's like the more popular things that it kind of can fill in a different, like, not necessarily niche, but different role as far as the, you know, card battlers go.
Yeah.
I mean, you have the starter decks, right? You can just play, you can just show Jim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could take a look at it at some point. Yeah, I would love to see that.
I'm not split cases in the future.
I'm not looking to get hooked on something like that. But I do think it's right up my alley. I just, every now and again, I get the urge to play Magic again. But it's
Once Ahsoka hits the sets, I mean, it's over for you, Jim, because she's not in it yet. So
I'm in. I'm all in.
I've been told Corey that I was like, they're gonna hold certain characters back because they know, like, they can't stuff the first set with everybody. They gotta the next set, Jar Jar Binks.
Now everybody's like foaming at the mouth for Maul, like, because Maul's not in it yet, and so like people just keep like, where's Maul? Give me Maul. I don't know.
All right. It'll probably be Maul and Ahsoka. I mean, just with the Clone Wars.
That's true. So. And we got that, and like old Obi-Wan, and
maybe you'll have like upper half of Qui-Gon.
Mm-hmm. Upper half. I mean, he wasn't cut in half.
I guess he wasn't cut in half. It was Maul.
Maul was cut in half. Yeah.
Just the hole in
top half of Qui-Gon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The hole in Qui-Gon.
You could have different Mauls. Yeah. I mean, you got the Spider Maul or whatever.
Yeah, that's different versions of Maul. Yeah, mm-hmm. That would be it.
Yep, so. Old man Maul.
See, the problem for me is, like, it's tough to not look at it like a Magic card. So it's like, what are your artifacts? What are your, you know what I mean? Like,
what's your mana? Everything is based off. Like, all this stuff is, like, you have your spells. You have everything.
Like, you have a casting pool? Like, what's your pool of putting down cards?
What I think is great about this game is that you have two different lanes that you're battling into as well. So you have space and ground. And then you draw two cards and you turn one of those into a resource, or any card in your hand into a resource. So your cards are resources instead of just like gaining them over time.
So you don't have to. So you can't go through a mana drought. You can go through a Okay, got it. You can use them as resources. So, all right, Mike, what are we on? What are you up to? Mike?
I'm playing a bit more of MLB The Show 24 over there on Game Pass.
Yeah,
it's funny. I'm actually like I'm playing on. There's dynamic difficulty, which at some point just becomes bullshit because like anytime you succeed, you're forced to fail. A bunch after that.
It's like, I'm going to rubber band. This is just the rubber banding difficulty. Yeah. Is that all it is?
Yeah. So I turned it off and just did the second highest. I felt like that was about where I hit that wall with that. But I'm still doing worse than the real life Yankees, which is funny, which I'm fine with in real life. But
that's a good thing. Yeah.
I am scoring like 2 runs a game, which is interesting. But maybe I'll get better, but it's hard to react, man, to those pitches. And then other than that, you know, I've sort of stalled a little bit on my X-Men Legends 2 playthrough. I might have went too much, too fast. I'm a little tired of that type of game right now.
That's what happens with that genre. Like, we hit that wall. So we played so much of Ultimate Alliance that when Ultimate Alliance 2 hit, I was like, I'm just burnt out on this right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But my brother did find at, like, some little place he went to, some like $12 like Genesis game, and it's called Justice League Task Force, which is a fighting game, and it's, you know, passable, but it's also one of those things that had a port on every system and was probably better on the Super Nintendo because you need to press start to switch from punches to kicks on the Genesis, which is pretty funny, but it's decent. It was $12. It's fine. I've played through most of the story mode in it, and you know, you got Batman, Superman, Flash,
you have Batman,
Woman, Aquaman.
You have Superman,
and
these are some deep cuts.
There's Cheetah, Despero, Darkseid, and I think that's it. Yeah, it's something.
Classics, gotta have them.
It's all right. It's from
95. Did they even try to explain how, like, one of the humans can hurt Superman or Darkseid?
No, but, well, they're robots when you face them in the story. They're not really them.
No, of course.
You're who you are, though. So, whatever.
You can't, like, Superman can't fight Batman. I mean, come on. Batman would destroy him.
Never obviously.
Right.
Yeah.
So. All right. What do we have here? Let's go to the news. I'm sorry. I'm just like looking up some stuff while we're chatting about it.
Well, Green Arrow is in there too, actually. That is the closest to a deep cut for your Justice League roster.
Is it?
There you go.
Green Arrow was like a mainstay back in the 90s, I thought.
95? Was Green
Unlimited
Arrow?
Unlimited Man is like, wasn't like he huge with that?
I don't know.
Unlimited was like more like 98, 99. Yeah, it's probably.
I mean, it might have been. I mean, he's there instead of like I don't know who else you'd put in. Martian Manhunter. He wasn't, I guess, a thing too big then.
Fuck aliens.
What about the stretchy guy?
Plastic Man.
Yeah,
he's the most overpowered.
He's
that's what I'm saying.
He's never in Justice League stuff. he's not even in any Injustice games.
Yeah, it's because Warner Brothers are cowards.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, speaking of Warner Brothers, I don't even. Put it in the news, but apparently the people got mad twice with Suicide Squad. Once because apparently getting Joker is grindy as fuck unless you
pay for him. Yeah, pay for him.
Like somebody like did the math and like you have to play like this many hundreds of missions, and it's like there's not much mission variety, so it's like you are just grinding hour after hour after hour to get him.
Yeah, I posted about that last week. The guy was complaining, and the guy complained about the game when it launched. So I didn't know how good that meant, but how much that meant. But I saw that like there was a grind there, and I'm like, that doesn't make you're paying for that, and you're not paying for that. I'm sorry, you're supposed to be getting that for free,
right?
And they tease you with it. By the time you get him, the game there's nothing to play with it. Like you've done everything in the expansion anyways, and then you get him, and like, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah, exactly. And then I think there's hackers.
There was a hack. They lost like they leaked like. All expansion stuff, characters, yeah. It was everything planned for this game got leaked. So that's what it was, yeah. So,
rip Rocksteady.
Yeah, this game is just dead. Like, not going to kill the studio, but this puts the studio on life support. I don't know. Like, I won't kill the studio. I think they'll make one more game, but if it's not a success, that's the end of them.
Is it going to take 10 years for them to make this next game?
No, they won't have that budget. So whatever it is, it won't be like this. So there's no way you get a budget like this again. No way. So especially with Warner Brothers, it's just like,
well, you can't afford it.
Yeah, no, they're selling off properties. They might get sold. I don't think they'll be closed. So yeah.
I mean, the people that are that matter from that studio aren't there. So
yeah,
doesn't seem like it.
Yeah. All right. In some other news, we've got Tony. What'd you post about Battlefield 2042? Welcoming Moda Studio.
So yeah. So talk about fucking studios and giant conglomerate companies. EA / Motive. So EA announced that Motive Studios will be helping with the next Battlefield game because they didn't want happening to this most recent Battlefield game, which was shit, basically. Mm-hmm. Happening again. So like, yeah, we're having the Motive people help with that, right? And Motive is the company that usually they work on two different games at once. So they're making the Iron Man game, which is making good progress. They hit milestones. So they're, you know, pretty on track for that. But the other game that they did prior to Iron Man was the Dead Space remake, which I'm playing through right now. I'm almost at the end of it with my brother. And that's fantastic. So this means to me, reading between the lines, we're not getting a Dead Space 2 remake, which is a fucking travesty because fuck Battlefield. I don't give a shit about Battlefield. Like, I don't know one person who gives a shit about Battlefield.
Battlefield's got the money.
It's got money behind it. Yeah, Yeah,
it's one of their games that they like. They can sell you things in there, and like that's like their live service.
It's their Call of Duty.
Game.
It's their Call of Duty.
Who do you know that plays Battlefield?
Well, nobody plays it now because there's no Battlefield right now.
Yeah, nobody now, but they're hoping to change that.
Who did you know that played Battlefield?
Corey and I played it. Yeah, Corey and I played it.
That's my game.
I was really bad at it, but yeah, I played it.
Yeah. When?
What version of that one was that? I played two of them. There was
I don't even know what version it was. Like, there's right before Battlefield 1, I think.
Yeah, sure. Whenever they went back to 1.
Fair share of the super casual.
Yeah. No, I mean, it was the last one of the last of the modern ones because they went back to like
Battlefield
the earlier
4.
Wars.
It was 4. Yeah, we played 4. We definitely played 4.
When did that come out?
2014.
Oh, so we're talking a decade ago. Okay.
Sure. But I'm just saying, like, there's an audience there that would play it if it's good again.
Do you want to talk about all the games that have been released since 2014 that will absolutely dump on Battlefield, the next one?
I'm just saying that they can make it as good.
I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying that this was one of their big money makers. Like, it was competing with Call of Duty.
I agree with that.
What they want. That's what... I'm not saying it's a good thing. It's just saying, like, Dead Space 2 is going to sell, maybe 300,000 copies.
300,000 copies? I'm just saying it's that little.
I'm just saying it. Then it's going to go on, like, at full price, and then it's going to go on discount, and you're going to maybe sell another 300,000 copies at half the price. And, like, it's not going to go anywhere for them. I don't know. I'm just saying that's what they're seeing. And then they're like, wait, but then there's no way, because then if we start monetizing this, then that's the whole Dead Space 3 thing.
No, I get it. I understand from the EA executive positions. Yes, let's get Motive on Battlefield. People love Battlefield, right? And it's like they look to their crony and their lackey. It's like people still care about Battlefield, right? It's like, yes, sir. It's not like Fortnite blew up. It's not like our competing live service game.
Well, they're just going to copy that stuff. You know,
but Tony, like, you're missing the fact that it has its name already established, and it could copy that stuff and do well.
Oh, you're right. I mean, just like Halo, right? Halo Infinite. I mean, but Halo that was amazing.
Maybe if Halo copied Fortnite, it would do well. Sure.
So what you think? Battlefield is going to copy Fortnite?
It'll draw from that without a doubt.
Halo Infinite multiplayer when it came out was good. And then they just dropped the ball because they didn't do anything with it. They didn't put out Forge. They didn't put out content. They didn't have anything to like.
Like, you can't write off. You can't write off like the name. Like the IP did very well for a long time. You can.
For you,
yes, you can. But you have to understand. Like, this has an IP name established.
The problem is writing you guys, like writing the people that want these Dead Space remakes. Like, they're writing them off. That's the problem. Like, they see this is not making us enough money. We need to figure out a way.
I agree about that, but being like, hey, let's get the Dead Space guys. Let's have them do content for.
Well, because they saw that people like that, right? So they like, oh, this is cool. People like this, but it's not making money. So let's make them do something that's going to make us money.
No, that's fine.
And that's all they see. Right. They just
yeah.
I'm just going to remember this when Battlefield comes out. It's like, oh, Yeah, we didn't have enough players, so.
Yeah, and you will probably be right, but I'm just saying that I understand their thought line. Like, I do get what they're thinking. Like,
I get it too. I'm just criticizing that, which
and
I always.
Sure. Yes, and with good point, with good reason.
Tony, this is how I felt for the majority of the MCU. So there you go.
But MCU is successful, so.
So
Battlefield was successful.
Like, if Battlefield was successful, and they're going to make billions and billions of dollars.
It was successful.
Yeah, no, that was
at some point in time. Yes, we're a decade out.
We are a decade out from successful. Yes, I think 5 did pretty well. Battlefield 5. That was 2018. I believe 5 did okay, and that was it. So, all right, what else we have? We have the Star Wars Outlaws game. Before I get to that one, let's talk about Disney leadership. Disney Games expanding. I didn't want to miss this news. Expanding its leadership team to invest in further games. So Disney is seeing the
light.
Yeah, seeing the money to be made in the video game market finally. It only took them 40 years.
Waiting for everyone else to say, no money here.
Tried twice, yeah. So.
They did try, but they didn't try that hard. They were like outskirts of it all. I feel like there was never, I don't think Disney ever really dove into video games. Like,
they had Epic studios.
Epic Mickey was excellent, right? It was well received, and they didn't further that along. They made some good games. Don't get me wrong.
They had Lucas Games.
Sure, they did.
LucasArts. Yeah.
They had LucasArts. They sold it off.
I understand. I'm agreeing with you.
They had some good stuff. Okay. Like, they had Disney Interactive or whatever it was. Like, they had some good properties.
I'm not saying they didn't have good properties. They didn't put their effort into it. They didn't. Yeah.
No, they put effort into it. It's just the numbers again weren't big enough, and they're like, shut this down.
Yeah. Well, they're investing again into it. So let's see what they do.
Into it.
Now they're investing again into it. So let's hope this comes with a lot more of their properties that they own now. They own more than they did back then. So let's see what this will come from it. They've basically expanded their leadership team. They invested in Epic Games to build a Fortnite universe, and they're like, it seems like they're positive on it, so that's good. Let's see what they can do. We've got some interesting things.
I mean, they announced the return of Palpatine in Fortnite, so you know,
maybe
they'll do the next Star Wars game announcement in Battlefield, whatever the next one's gonna be.
Maybe
could, right?
Maybe in Battlefield,
that cross promotion synergy.
Yeah, could be.
You get some like Anakin skins in there, and
you might sand. Well.
Battlefield takes place in deserts, right? Like, there's some desert levels.
He hates sand. Yeah, he hates sand. We put Jar Jar in Battlefield. Why not Jar Jar in Battlefield?
Yeah, everybody will want to.
Dude, I can't wait till Jar Jar hits Star Wars Unlimited. And you just like overpower him.
make him superpowered. Yeah, there you go.
This is unfortunate.
So that was the worst part about the concert, is I had to watch the special edition. I wish Disney would please just re-release the THX redone original Star Wars films. Like, where are these films?
What don't you like about the special edition of Return of the Jedi?
The music's bad. No, the music was, yeah. You know what's funny is, like, when you're watching it in concert, you have the orchestra playing, right? The orchestra literally does not play at any of the new music that was added, because that wasn't part of the orchestra pieces. So they just sit there while you're listening to this crappy music on the screen. But my biggest gripes to this, Mike, I will easily tell you this. Biggest gripes, they eliminated an actor from a movie just to put Hayden Christensen in as an old, a young guy. Yeah. And yet, Obi-Wan was old then. No,
I thought you meant the reissue version. This is worse than that.
Yeah, this is the special edition I would like the redone THX versions of the originals at some point to be released. It was so great. I would love to see the original versions of this movie, all of these movies. Just like despecialized, essentially, which somebody did actually on YouTube, I believe. They've done a despecialized Star Wars movie. You can check it out. But it's, you know, I just. The band sequence in Jabba the Hutt's sequence, I just didn't like the music number they put in there.
Like the 1997 CGI they added.
Yeah, it doesn't hold up well at all. And yeah, there's just those are the
biggest. Did they ever replace Obi-Wan in that ending with the
No.
Like, at least be consistent, right? If they were going to do that with Anakin, yes.
So Amanda, my wife has seen the movie. This is not.
He was last good. It's when they were last good.
She has only seen this movie twice. This was the second time she saw this movie because I made her watch the movies a while back. But she had never seen Return of the Jedi except for this is the second time. At the end of the movie this time, she's like, I have more questions. Like, she's like, why is it that the old guy got replaced by Hayden Christensen, but Obi-Wan was still old as a ghost? And I was like, I don't know. That's why I hate the ending.
And they should replace Yoda with CGI.
Yeah, I mean, that seemed like to make the most sense. Yeah, that seemed like that would have made the most sense. But they also changed the entire ending music.
Awful. I don't remember it in my head, but I just remember even as a teenager, I was like, what the fuck did they do? What the fuck?
Yeah. So there's gripes I have, bigger than, hand shot first kind of thing. It was fine to see. Han shot
first. It depends on when you ask Lando Calrissian his name.
Yes.
He says it both ways.
He does say it both ways. So. So where were we? Let's talk Star Wars. Let's talk Star Wars, actually. I'm sorry. Let's go to Star Wars Outlaws.
Some relevant Star Wars to this.
Let's talk actual Star Wars Outlaws. Star Wars Outlaws, the official story trailer was released today. Yeah, today. About 4 hours or 5 hours ago, 6 hours ago. But so we have a release date, August 30th of this game, which is shocking, actually. I did not expect this to come that early this year, even if it came this year.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, I watched the breakdown of the trailer from the developer themselves. It's obviously being done by Ubisoft. Obviously, this game is right up my alley, open world.
Open world junkie, Jim Gast.
Apparently. I'm excited for this game now, to the point where I'm actually, really? Let me rephrase that. Because it's Ubisoft, so I'm a little bit worried about the controlling of the game and stuff like that. But it looks interesting. You know, you play a smuggler who... Basically, it's a heist game. You have to steal something. And no Jedi, Tony, no Jedi, which is great for a Star Wars game to finally have. Bold, very bold of them. And I like it. Vehicle combat, a lot of missions, different factions you can level. You can basically get good graces with one faction, which will piss off another one and they'll hunt you down, like put out bounties on you and stuff like that. It seems like a really cool dynamic for a game. Like it seems like it could be really awesome. I'm kind of shocked it's coming this year. I really am shocked it's coming August 30th. It looks good. Looks really good in my opinion. Like I'm just hoping it's good. I really hope it's good. So, go on.
I didn't see this new trailer. I wasn't too impressed with the first one.
Yeah, I mean, obviously they cleaned it up since that first one, which was, 2 years ago? I think we saw that.
Was that long ago already?
Yeah, I think it was 2 years ago. But this gave us more information. Crimson Dawn is in this game, which is the, if you watch the Solo movie, that actress is, by the way, is back in this game. They got her back for this game, so she's in this game. They have the Crimson Dawn in this. They have the Jabba the Hutt's in this game. This takes place between Empire and Jedi.
It's like smugglers and like scoundrels and bounty hunters. It seems like
Everything cool around Han Solo without Han Solo because he's in carbonite, which I think was in one of the cutscenes.
It's in the trailer. Yeah, because she goes to visit Jabba the Hutt at some point, the character, and you see Han Solo. I'm excited for this game. I hope it's really good. The good thing is like, it gets me excited because this year, we don't know what's coming this year. So it's like, hey, this is a game of the year possibility. I hope, right? Oh my God, there's just not. Really? Yeah, I hope.
I'm still very skeptical of this. I really.
But you loved.
Wasn't Jedi Survivor your game of the year last year?
That's what I'm trying to get to. Yeah.
That was a Jedi game.
This looks like an Uncharted. This looks like an open world Uncharted game.
Okay, we'll see. I mean, it depends a lot on the characters and.
Which I think part of that Uncharted 4 was a little bit open world, wasn't it? So, yeah.
There was a section. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sold on it. There's the cute animal companion thing. A lot of it just seems very derivative, and it's.
I love Jedi Survivor that had a cute little robot.
Well, he's not the selling point.
He's not the companion's not the selling point.
I don't know. We'll see.
I'm in your boat there.
Very skeptical of it. This is a definite wait for reviews type of thing before even I even care about it, really. I'm not.
Well, obviously, there's a mystery. Obviously, there's a mystery with his character, so we don't know. I'm not saying there won't be any Jedi in this thing, but I doubt it. It's
who's her mom and dad gonna be?
Yeah.
Oh no.
And Churro, thanks for chiming in, Churro.
Maybe she'll be all the Jedi.
Thanks for chiming in. Uncharted Star Wars, like I said, that does sound neat. Yeah, I mean the Jedi part of it, like I don't know. I'm good for a game without it. I do think playing like a bounty hunter kind of game works. So let's see.
Yeah.
It's you know, I'll be the first to admit that they overdo the Jedi stuff too much, and that's the cool part about it. I get it, but there's so many aspects of Star Wars that are never explored, and they could that's
true though. I just like the ship looked generic to me. I don't know. It was just nothing about it looked visually interesting to me.
I'm sure you can customize the ship. I'm sure.
I don't know about that.
I am sure.
I don't think that's what they're going for with this. Yeah, they could put a paint job on or something.
I don't know. It seems like an open world game. Like, I'm just looking at like Cyberpunk. You can change your ride. I don't see why you wouldn't be able to do this in this game.
Yeah. I mean, it looks good enough. I don't know which specific Ubisoft team is working on it. I didn't look.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. Uncharted. I'm sorry. It uses Unreal 5, I believe, right?
Yeah. No. I mean, on paper and you know whatever, it looks good. But me, I mean, I'm down on Star Wars. It's no surprise. So it's like more like, you know, whatever. Like, I hope it's.
Again,
I'd obviously rather hope for a good game than a bad game, but like,
I'm as high on Star Wars as I've ever been since.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, right
since
now.
Last like, year.
Well, no, since like the Mandalorian first came out, I would say. And we were like, actually, that was something good from Star Wars. Mm-hmm. But like, it's interesting too, is because the next Unlimited set is a scoundrel bounty hunter underworld set, and that's all it's focused on.
Exactly. Now. Is that coming out this summer?
July 12th.
Oh, this is intentional. It's intentional 100%. Yes. Yep. They tied this in perfectly.
Just like Fallout is having the magic set right before.
That comes out.
We can
talk about it here. It's video games. It comes out tomorrow, and they're launching all the episodes, all 8 episodes tomorrow.
Or today, if you're listening to this after the fact.
Yeah. So April 10th, we'll have impressions.
All of them, right?
All of them.
All 8 episodes.
So exciting.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just excited. Like, you know, even though I have been down on Star Wars, you know, I will admit Andor was great, and that had a zero fucking thing to do with any Jedi.
Yep.
Had minimal ties to the rest of, you know, the original trilogy shit, and it's like, oh wow, this is really good. So it gave me more faith that, you know, studios, when given the freedom and leeway to explore other things, we could still get
outside of Skywalkers.
Yes, unrelated to Skywalker and stuff like that. And one of those is like the bounty hunter mercenary, like just smuggler aspect that you only get through Han Solo, right? And Han Solo is a great character, I'll give him that, but like he's not the only smuggler in the fucking universe. You have to use him every fucking time.
I just hope that like I liked Shadows of the Empire back in the day, but Dash Rendar was just like, oh look, it's not Han Solo.
I'm a little
worried this is just like, oh, this is female Han Solo. Like someone doing a Han Solo impression, but it's a girl this time, so it's different. Like that's kind of what I feel like this is going to be.
I mean,
why
a scoundrel? I mean, just, sure,
this whole scoundrel archetype.
They can't scoundrel. I just like.
Well, I get what you're saying. Like, I get.
I just feel like it's going
to
be like
you want this character to be able to stand on their own is the whole thing. I think is the fear.
All right, so she has a character.
This is the second trailer we've ever had, so it's just seems like concern, like for no reason other than, oh, I hope it's not. We don't get a second diet Han Solo.
Well, that's just kind of what it feels like it's going to be. So, yeah.
I didn't think Dash Rendar felt too much like Han Solo. I never got that.
Like, I think they literally made them like friends to make it like less blatant.
I don't know. The impression that they wanted to use Han Solo and George Lucas said, you can't. So, like, okay, well, he'll. Dash Rendar is his name.
I don't know. I thought there was, I don't know. There's things that he did I just felt like were different, but whatever. We don't have to.
Han Solo would not use a jetpack, I guess.
So we'll see. I mean, it looks promising. I hope it's good. Again, we don't know what's coming this year, gaming wise, really. So we have Final Fantasy VII, which is amazing from what I hear from you guys. Can't wait to play that game, which is coming soon, by the way, for me.
Doubt.
Press X to doubt.
You're on this RPG.
You got a lot of Cyberpunk to do, man.
I do have Cyberpunk, and I'm playing somehow.
Sona, and you said Unicorn.
Unicorn and Overlord. I want to play, but that might actually. I didn't buy it yet, so maybe I don't pick that up, and I dive into Final Fantasy. So I don't know. We'll see. There's a lot. If I get the PS5, you know, soon, it's going to be a lot to play. So.
What? I've heard this before. About this
from for a while. Yes. This, you will not be done with all of this by the time the Star Wars game comes out, August 30th.
Yeah, I can. How long is Cyberpunk the main story? I'm not going to do a lot of side stuff.
Will you do the DLC that's like
40 hours? Stuff? No, 40 hours with the Phantom Liberty.
Should do side Phantom stuff Liberty? In this game.
Phantom Liberty? Probably 15, 20?
Oh, wow.
So maybe I'm overestimating. Because I blurred. Because the thing is, like, when you do it, there's always missions where it's like, okay, I'm going to call you. I got to call you back later. And it's like, oh, okay. Well, I need to do something else for a little while before you can progress that. So I could be blurring that. But
okay. I'll take a look at that. But all right. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We'll see. So
now I know.
We'll see. All right,
you
guys.
You'll have a PlayStation 5 before your birthday. That's my bold prediction.
All right. I'm going to shut you up next week. Okay. We'll see about that.
All right. Stay tuned for a potential brand
peer pressure, Jim. Don't fall into the trap.
No, if that's all it takes, it just takes a little goading for you to go out and buy a fucking PlayStation 5.
And I understand this is a game cast.
And then once you get that, you're going to have to play like four different PlayStation games you haven't had.
Yeah, I know that. But the real problem right now is I have a gift card that I can spend on. It's like $300 and I can spend it on whatever I'd like right now. So the real problem is, and I understand this is the game cast, but I'm also a big bowling geek. And I'm like, do I want to buy a new bowling ball or do I want to buy a PS5? And that's the question. So that's where I'm at right now, folks.
Did you just bowl a 300? What do you need a new one for?
Because more 300s. I want to bowl more 300s.
You're the Robert Downey Jr. of bowling, I guess.
Yeah.
He's giving his money away instead of getting his money.
I don't get paid for those 300s. I just like to bowl them. So it's a weird decision I have to make. So we'll see. And obviously, PS5 is a little more than $300. But it does take.
Well, that's
a
nice what your Xbox is for, time. Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
So are you going to keep decision. Both? That seems.
Just slide your Xbox down the lane. It'll take out the pins.
I could do that as well. It could work. It slides. So, all right, that's going to wrap up this episode, folks. Thanks for tuning in. Once again, we're live on Twitch Tuesday nights, 8 o'clock. So please join us on Twitch, YouTube the following day. Subscribe to both channels. Let you know when we go live. Leave us a comment. Give us a thumbs up. Give us a like. We'll see you guys next week. We are out.
The Joker trailer dropped.